Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Hello. Woo, woo, woo.
Hello.
I should have did my phone sex operator voice. Welcome.
Ma'am, this is not that kind of show today.
Oh, okay.
Get back on track.
All right. I'm here.
Are you back?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I was getting...
You know, good and goddamn well, she ain't going to be no phone sex. Her little squirrely stuff. She going to be like...
Hold on, my foot itch. No. Wait a minute.
See, Vonna be that like crazy ass phone sex operator who be like, so when you start getting into this type of kink? Because, you know, I just want to know, like, and him be like, you know what? I don't even want to do this shit no more.
You talking too much.
So speaking of kink.
Of the wrong things.
Speaking of kink, y'all, there is this series on Netflix called How to Build a Sex Room.
Okay.
So
that's my problem right there.
And so a gentleman had me to, he said, I really think this is, because I interior decorate. It's like a hobby of mine. So he said, I want to watch this, you know, show with you. And here I am thinking, oh, he want to be fresh, right? He's like, no, I want to watch the show with you. I want you to help me interior decorate my sex room. So here I am thinking to myself, this nigga trying to lead me. Mm-hmm. So we are in his living room. I'm going to do work for him. And I start watching this show. And I'm trying in my mind, like, don't get into this shit. Like, this ain't what you want to do. We're going to watch one episode. I think it's like eight or nine episodes. Child, I done got immersed in this shit. When I tell you this is the most interesting freaking show, and when I tell you this woman, oh my goodness, she creates some of the, most amazing sex rooms.
Like different types, styles of sex.
Yes. So
I'm trying to figure out how they have an eight-episode sit.
Right. So she basically goes and she talks to these couples and she's like, okay, so what do y'all do for a living? How did y'all meet? You know, tell me about your sex life in order to create their customized sex room, right? And then, you know, some of them might go to a strip club to watch a stripper because maybe you got one who wants to strip for her man and then she makes a pole in the bedroom. But it's different families. So she has two black couples, two interracial couples, a white couple. Then she has a whole fucking poly family on there with seven people. So they created a whole sex dungeon in the basement of the house. When I tell you, this has got to be one of the most educational shows that I have ever seen. I was totally fascinated.
I totally ain't got that fascinated. Kind of stamina to have a sex room.
Baby, well, I didn't think I did either. But it's not.
I don't have that.
So it's not just a individual sex room, because some of these people have made these rooms in like little passages of their house, a utility closet. Somebody made one in a shed outside, a barn
so it's
shed
a fantasy
outside.
That they're
so,
living.
Right. But they have the room to do it in. The black couple even made their sex room into their bedroom. And when I tell you that was my favorite room.
They don't have any kids.
Yes, they do.
So how?
Yes, they do.
How are things hidden? Like,
so is a bedroom by day and dungeon by night?
It ain't. They just tell their kids don't come in the damn room.
No.
So it's ways that the lady hides the things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. But ultimately, it's there. I mean, it's on Netflix.
That's
it ain't like the kids came.
Yeah. And what's the name of it?
How to Build a Sex Room. And okay. It's on Netflix. And Netflix, if y'all get an increase in watchers, y'all better send me my check. That's all I know. But when I tell you it is a great show, and the lady who is the designer who narrates the show remind you of goddamn Angela Lansbury from Murder, She Wrote.
That's normally who it is.
What does old you know about some sex and some sex
room? That's who know all about it. That's who knows all about it.
Dr. Ruth's sister.
Yep.
I said, oh my goodness.
That's who knows all
the
about
lady
it.
Called her the what's the sound of music lady? What's her name?
Oh God, Fraulein Maria.
No.
Julie Andrews.
Yeah, her name on the show. Like she's the Julie Andrews of sex rooms or whatever. And I was just like, she is. because it's like she never gets it wrong. She's always on point.
Hmm.
So, yeah, if I encourage anybody, you know, I'm getting off that little tangent, but I encourage anybody who just wants to, like, dive into something a little different. And y'all know Prudence Wellington ain't into shit like that. But
they got your attention.
Honey. Fully
that
attention.
That sounds interesting.
It
that
is.
Sounds interesting.
So I just
so
say,
they just do it in the privacy of their own home versus going out to
correct.
Like one of the, you know, the sex clubs or
correct.
What have you.
Got their own sex club in their house. I'd be damn.
Hmm.
It's just so I say watch one episode. Watch one episode,
yeah.
See if you like it.
I'll
I mean, because
no, I'm thinking of my life, my life. Like, do I even am I even that adventurous where I want to create?
And
a
that's
sexual
why,
whole room?
And that's why I said I didn't think that I would be as interested because I am one of those people where, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Long as I can go in the room with my little friend and get my little thing off, and hell, I think I'm cool. But this thing has me totally rethinking my whole sex and intimacy life. Hmm. It's different.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah.
Hmm. And you know, especially of our age. You
yeah.
know,
right.
Is
we supposed to be in our prime.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
I'm in my prime.
I know that's right.
Ding, 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 ding,
right. Right. She said, I'm going to speak for me.
Well, no, I mean, that is interesting. And I think that's a healthy way of introducing different ways to
right.
to increase your intimacy and
yes.
sex life.
Right.
Stimulate.
I like that.
Right. The mind.
I like that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Got my wheels
just watch
turning.
One episode.
What's the name of it again?
How to Build a Sex Room.
Because I'm going to forget. So let me write that down.
No, I'm going to send a link to y'all. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, let's get into our show before we don't have enough time. DJ, hit it.
Throw that beautiful thing.
150,000 per child when she gives birth, 150,000 every year after that until the child is 18. Her hair done once a week, nails done once a week, makeup done whenever she wants to, shopping sprees around the world, anywhere she wants to shop at and buy whatever she wants. Her finances is not maintained, she's not allowed to pay for any bills, open any doors, or take out any trash. I love bathing her. I love bringing her breakfast in bed. She's my woman. I love to see her soft. She is my woman. I brought her into my life so I can elevate her, love on her, and cherish her. And I know you can't outlove a good woman. So I don't get kudos for pampering my woman. I'm supposed to do that. And when she pours back onto me, it only comes from God. I can't purchase that. So when I love a good woman and she's standing next to me, she's elevating me. My woman is my attire. I don't need jewelry. She's my crown. She's my gems. She's everything. I'm supposed to pamper my woman. I don't get clues for that. That's my woman. I took her from her father.
Hey, I bet they got a sex room.
And
I approve that
he,
message.
Where's his kinfolk at?
Okay.
I need some replicas of him around.
So
yeah,
clone
him, please.
They say that this man is Yadin Yada. And he is an entrepreneur. That this is the Yada Awakening is a community that shares the views of him mm-hmm. on a variety of topics, including relationship, masculinity, personal growth. And so some of the top things that he expressed in his videos are taking control of your destiny, that it is possible to take control of your destiny even at your lowest point to create the life that you want, setting goals, where he encourages people to set high goals and surround themselves with people that can help them achieve those goals.
He is
big on masculinity and femininity. He feels that men should definitely be in control and pay everything, and that women should be protected and feel soft at all costs. Reclaiming your power. He said that you should detox from dusty bum mindset and invest in themselves. Mm-hmm. Your health. He said health is wealth, mm-hmm. which I do agree with that. And he said in relationships that men should pay women $5,000 to date them, and then $50,000 to marry them. And then that they should support her and care for her and her parents for the majority of their lives.
Know your worth, ladies.
Okay, he said that men should pay women $5,000 to date them.
And $50,000
to marry.
Right.
Okay, men. Help me understand. Wait, what does the money?
Hold on.
He mad about this shit.
Have you heard of this?
I'm just trying to figure out why.
I don't want to cut Vaughn off. So Vaughn finish while I find the correct drop. I have a drop for that. So
okay.
For him, I got a drop.
Okay. So the $5,000 you're paying to date him, I'm lost in that. Like
today, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
for your time.
Right. For your time. Your time is money.
Here's $5,000.
Your time is money. I believe that. Right. So okay, so this is not no other.
No.
I'm just paying you $5,000 a month. So
I don't even think it's a month.
It's
I'm thinking
when you just go every out time every time. Go,
yeah.
Who in the got $5,000 every time.
My understanding, is he from Africa?
Nigeria.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got something for him.
He's an oil tycoon.
Well, what you got?
Let's girl, shut the fuck up. I ain't got to explain shit to you.
Like, I shut up. Like, he, like, this is the problem.
Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, the problem with society today is there are people who will listen to any and everything. Why am I paying you? See, and this is where I think that the balance goes off when it comes to relationships. There's a balance. You're not higher value than me. I know what I bring to the table just as well as you. So why on earth am I paying you $5,000 to date you? Are you a prostitute? Are you a, what's the nice way to say prostitute? An escort. Are you an escort? Because if that's the case, there's some people I can pay for
that. That's why I'm speaking of the money value. Like, why are you paying? Now, it's a difference if I pay for all the dates, if I put gas in your car to come meet me.
Yes, it's different.
If you have children, I'm paying for your child care. Like, I can understand that, but
I get it. Look, y'all, I am new to this.
If you give me $5,000 every time we go, yes.
Nigga,
yes,
I'm done.
I'm new to this. I'm new to this. This is my first time hearing about all this.
Oh, you don't want to go out?
Let me tell you.
I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Well, here's my thing also, and in this social media age, we really got to be careful.
Right.
And I think that the people, the other video says
he lost me at that. Yada
the scammer 101.
Okay,
that's the next video.
We're gonna play that in a minute.
My thing is, like, I think all of these things that people are saying is shock and awe to get people to listen, to get people to click on, to follow, to build the community.
And he says he has two wives, and you know maybe that is that's popular over there in Africa.
Community, but my thing is, you're trying to apply logic and the way things are done in your culture to American,
in America.
To American culture. And A, it's against the law to have two wives.
Right.
But even within your religion, because I know when my dad and my mom were practicing the Muslim faith, like, you know, you can marry multiple wives within the Muslim faith. Well, to be able to do that in America,
you had to be able to show.
You got to show. But in America, since it's not legal to marry more than one woman, their marriage was only recognized within the mosque. So it's not like they went down to the thing and said, hey, here's a marriage license. So people want to practice this stuff here. Yes, only one legal person will have rights to anything that happens to this man if he dies.
Isn't it also in the legally. Muslim faith that the woman can go to the on the court grounds and denounce her?
Yeah, it's something to that effect. And
can denounce their marriage that's a divorce for them?
But that just goes to show that, like, especially in America, people wanting to practice these things within America it's mind-boggling to me. Well, if that's what you want to practice, then go over there where it's legal. Then go do that over there. But $5,000 just to date
you? Sir, why haven't you called me today? Because I'm harassing you.
That's like I paid
you. Oh, you don't want to take me out today?
Because
I need my $5,000.
I'm paying for your company.
Oh, you don't want to marry me?
Who in their right mind would want,
nigga, you gonna marry me tomorrow?
To do that?
I thought it was funny.
Not in the woman's perspective.
I'm not serious about like, oh, I would, because I wouldn't even feel right taking that type of money from a man. And we're just dating. Now, if you want to go out and you want to pay for all of the dates and, you know, buy me a gift here, there, like, cool, fine. I'm not going to stop you from that. But just to feel like you are entitled to give me that, nah.
That's weird.
It is, but you know what I'm saying? And even when it comes when it comes down to the set amount that he said that he has to pay his wife, you know, for hair, nails, you know, the luxuries of this. Like, why are we putting a price on it? Like, if you my husband and you got it, just pay for me to go to the hairdresser.
Whatever works in your... See, with the marriage part of it, when he was talking about the marriage part of it, I do believe that each marriage is different and individually works the way it works mm-hmm. for that couple. Mm-hmm. I don't think everything is a blanket statement for every couple to work. So when he makes these sweeping statements, that's the issue I have. He could say that this is what works for me. This is what works for my house, mm-hmm. you know? And if you want to know how to make this work in your house, hit me up, inbox me. Like, that's something that you can do. Cool. But to make this sweeping statement as to...
It's not law.
This is not law. I'm doing this because this... I don't get... What is it? He says, I don't get... I shouldn't get kudos or props for doing this for my woman because this is what I'm supposed to do. She's my queen. Mm-hmm. He calls her an accessory. Mm. Anybody like catch that?
Yeah.
Like he calls his wife an accessory.
I think he meant to say like she compliments me.
Yes. So that's still not an equal.
Yeah.
That's still not an equal.
It ain't sitting right with me.
Yeah. This man is not treating. Do you think his wife got a voice in the house?
From the other videos I see, she's allowed to have a voice to an extent.
Exactly. So what woman wants that?
I mean...
Don't no woman want that. You can tell me all day.
That's brainwashed, that has been manipulated into that.
But you're not going to be happy.
A lot of women who will sign up to having mm-hmm. a voice to an extent if she wants a certain lifestyle.
Now,
but that's like I said on the other show. At some point, at some level of success, wealth, whatever, you're going to have to sell a piece of your soul to get to that plateau.
Now, I got a question about that.
I'm just saying.
What if we just don't work out? Do I have to pay you this money back?
See, we ain't getting into all. You feel what I'm saying? Can I just go?
At that point, I think you cut your losses and you walk away.
Okay, that's how we think.
That's easier said than done.
Is that how it's done?
Easier said than done.
Because I'm spending $5,000 on you to date you and to take you out. And what's the obligation to that? There, you just ain't giving away $5,000 every time you take someone out on a date.
And that's my issue with videos like this. It's not what's
said.
Is
my head on the chopping block if I decide not to move forward with the next date?
It's not what's said. It's what's not being said. What is he not saying in this video?
Yes.
That these questions that are being that are arising
from
this
conversation. Sir, why are you giving me $5,000? What's the catch?
Well, play the other video so we can get a little more insight.
Spend that $5,000.
Spend that
check and get it right back.
Hey, you want to go on a date tomorrow?
I think I'm going to just have to. Well, thank God we ain't out here dating because, I mean.
To relationships, I believe myself, I have mastered it because I follow the teachings of God.
That's dope. Now, when you say a biochemist, how long... Does it take one to be to actually, you know, become a biochemist?
It just depends because I studied in Senegal. Mm. Yeah, I studied in Senegal, West Africa. And I know you said you're from Nigeria, West Africa.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I studied out there and I put a lot of work in, man. Years, brother.
Yeah. So this is the one thing, right? Because this is the one thing I want to know from you, right?
Okay, so... He says he's a biochemist and supposedly he studied in Senegal, right? Mm-hmm. I can clearly hear that this nigga is from New York.
Clearly.
Mm. I'm sorry. I just can. And what is the licensing or the degree form in Africa for being a chemist? Is that even recognized by Because so what I heard was that technically he was an herbalist. And you don't have to have like a formal education to be an herbalist, especially in the state of, well, in the United States, you don't have to have any type of formal training or education to be an herbalist. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. but to call yourself a chemist in the United States, yeah, you have to have like an undergrad degree in chemistry or some type of master's degree in.
It just seems like.
Yeah, let me tell you what Glassdoor said. Glassdoor said the average salary for a biochemist in Nigeria is $82,500 per year. Sir, you even got $5,000 a date.
Man, listen, let me tell you.
Making $82,000.
I mean, but when you have that and a following.
Hey, listen.
Well, that's the following as well.
For him, once again, the good Lord has shined. And for some odd reason, has given me this board that has drops on it already. And I got one for him.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
We got that money.
You know why?
Got that social media money. It dropped.
I don't know
why. I heard my Cash App go off.
I think social media is just a bunch of fraud. If you going to ask me. It is. It's selling a lifestyle.
He's selling women. I hate to say it, and I'm not. What's the man name that passed away? The YouTube
Kevin Samuels.
I'm not a Kevin Samuels sitting here trying to make women look bad, but women, be careful of men like this that want to gain your attention to the point where he's not being transparent with saying. I appreciate Kevin Samuels because he gave criticism. Corrective criticism. He gave criticism and corrective criticism to men and women. This man seems like he is bashing all of the men that don't do things that he's doing.
He's bashing the Dusties and you could say.
And or he's, don't think he's like selling him. The women this hope that
you will find somebody like him who will do that for
you. Yeah. And it's like, have discernment. Some things that he's saying is absolutely, I agree with, you know, but
to a certain extent,
right. He reminds me of a Derek Jackson on a different level.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that goes into, remember we talked coming up here and we were talking about LaTruth and Brianna.
Oh, my God.
So they painted this picture of this happy home life. Like they were in business together. They were successful. They were happy. And then the sham was uncovered.
I think she had gotten tired of
living the lie.
Living the lie, getting the physical abuse, verbal and physical, and enough was enough.
Right.
And she exposed everything about him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or everything about everything that he made it seem as though it was one way, but was just a facade that he put on for social media.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men do that. And I think in order to build his community, he has to portray a level of success. And he has his wife on board to help him do it. And to me, social media is entertainment. You take the shit for what it's worth. You take out the pieces that apply to what you necessarily want to do with your life or have for your life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what does not... And that's why I resonate so much with Kevin Samuels. I could agree with a lot of points he made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you asking for somebody who makes six figures and look a certain kind of way and
you working at the drive-thru and Popeyes.
Nigga, you 5'5", and you make $800 a month. Like, boy, sit down somewhere. So what I'm saying is, take shit for what it's worth. But understand that unless you know the whole backstory to what's going on, that's all you can do.
Not only that, men or women, when you do things with your significant other or whoever in the room, you got to be mindful how you treat people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be mindful. It's going to be a breaking point at some point, and the lies that you live is going to come out. And it's going to be, you're going to be exposed. You cannot treat people a certain way and think that it's okay. You cannot treat people in a way that you feel like you are above them and they're supposed to be your mate.
Mm-hmm.
How can you sit there and think that your life is not going to crumble at some point? because some we're human. We can only take but so much before we crack, we crumble, we die. If something's going to happen, and then you're going to be exposed, and then it's going to leave all of these people that follow them confused. They're going to be like, was it true? Was it, what part was real? Like, you're going to leave so many people questioning, well, dang, like, what the hell? What was I doing? Was I really following? It's almost like they drunk the Kool-Aid. What's the man name that, the cult? Social media is a fucking cult.
We've had so many. Yeah.
That's what
cult.
It is.
It's and that's why they're calling it a community and a following.
David Koresh's right. And yeah.
Yes, they sip the damn Kool-Aid. That's why I sit here and...
Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Charles Manson.
I mean, it's
have
so
your
many.
Own mind. Have your own discernment. Yes, it's okay. It's entertainment. Know that it is entertainment.
Pure
it's there to entertain you. But when the lights go off, you just know these people going back
scroll
to their real life.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's almost like what's the
from celebrity from hip hop to culture to
what's the little thing you and Sue be watching with Country Wayne on it?
Country Wayne.
That's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take this Yada, whatever his name is, you have to take his videos as like a skit.
Right.
And just be like, oh yeah, that would be something I would do. That would be something I would. And then keep it moving. Yes. It's not real life,
it's
y'all. Not.
Right, right.
It's a facade. It is supposed to draw you in like a soap opera. It's supposed to get your attention as it's
so
a,
he can
a,
get
a
clicks
movie.
And likes for money.
Yes, mm-hmm.
This is his other source of income.
But that's all y'all are doing. He getting
right.
clicks and likes
that's
for
what,
money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And I'm not mad at him. If you have the power and the influence,
have at
the
it.
Gift
have
the gab,
there you go.
But you're not gonna convince me.
Me.
As right. good as I look, as good as I know this treasure chest is down here in these short pants, you're not gonna convince me that this man gonna come and pay me $50,000 to marry me. Now I think I'm a bad bitch, but I mean, come on. We ain't just around here. Now, could I do it? Did I have my husband to lay a whole lot of money in front of me at some point when we were building our lives together? Sure. Mm-hmm. But that's damn near 15-something years of an investment, a friendship, a partnership. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not, I met you a couple of months ago and I'm going to pay you $5,000 for dates and $50,000 to marry you. We talking about real life.
Because you got to be careful when people invest money
like that
and their time into you. They feel like they own you.
And you owe them something.
You are obligated to give them something in return. I don't care. It don't have to be sex. It could be just your time, your attention. It can just be your, every time you want to go out with your friends, they find something for y'all to do. Like, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, because now we're talking about control,
right?
Because y'all already know what comes with money, control.
Mm-hmm.
Them two hand in hand.
Just like when we was coming up here, what was the little episode and he was calling his her friends hood rats?
Yeah,
he was like, all your hood rat friends.
He bought the mansion next
to her, so they can frolic and everything in there. He said we have to protect our investment, so this is for her to you know. Have for her hood rat friends so they can go over here.
Oh, so he don't trust her now?
No, he trusts her, but he just don't want the friends at
inside
their
house.
Main house.
Right.
I'm thinking he was trying to keep her
but
close so she wouldn't go out to have
right.
fun. Okay, so he didn't want them in the house.
Mm-hmm. He said they're
because
protecting
he can,
their investment.
He considers them hood rats. So he doesn't want that type of riffraff. In his home.
Right. And then what did he call it in the classy rats?
Classy rats.
Oh.
No.
She said, my friends are
okay,
classy.
Okay, so
they're classy rats.
If her friends are hood rats, and those are, I mean, what does he think about her?
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm
what
saying?
They say, birds of a feather flock together,
right?
Right.
We saw
a video of him praising his wife, saying how beautiful she was and how she deserved the best, and you know, just really just kind of putting her on a pedestal.
He's a double standard.
You know what? It almost seems like he's saying, I saved you from the life that they're having.
Right. So she can.
So I want you to shine. I want you to shine brighter than your friends, and I want them to see it. That's mm-hmm. how I'm. That's how I see what? It. I mean, it may not be, but because I don't know if I can have my friends around my husband or my boyfriend, and I already know what he thinks about it. I don't think I can have them in the same space, or I don't think that we could work out if you are that negative. Now, you ain't got to like them, but you ain't going to sit there and talk about them like that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, I'm not a hood rat, so why you think my friends are hood rat? Like,
right.
I said, I feel like there are a lot of little moving parts to that relationship that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we can't speak on anything, you know, I guess at a definite with that.
I need somebody in social media to talk about not the not so good things. That I'm not saying to bash yourself, but talk about the things that aren't good, you know, in a positive way to say, you know, it ain't always
peaches and cream. I put a post like that up several years ago where I said, you know, it's great when people go on Facebook, Instagram, this, that, and the other. Oh, I'm making money. It's my birthday. I got a new job. I got married. I got this. I said, but what about all the days when we're going through a divorce, when we're going through depression, when we're fighting alcohol and substance abuse, when we are just not having, you know, our best day? We don't sensationalize that like we sensationalize the good news
mm-hmm.
and everything that's going on. Prime example. Y'all remember when they was handing out all this PPP money
mm-hmm.
and everybody was on vacation. Everybody was buying up shit and everybody was living the life. Now the PPP money gone. Well, all them niggas that was posting every day. Like, Our lovely engineer over here, he was speaking on how he got a new job, he got an increase, but he never broadcast his life or changed anything different in what he did.
Right.
It was just what it was. And that's how it should always be, because money should never change you. Mm-hmm. If you have a view, stick to that view. Don't make what you're saying about money, just make it about this is my lifestyle, this is my belief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't make people think, oh, well, if I live like this, I can be rich. You are selling a dream. It got to be in you, not on you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if you have the potential to be an entrepreneur or a business person, I mean, you're going to be that and you're going to be successful. So, I mean, I just say, have enough sense to know what's real and what's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that. Mm-hmm. Just like when we go back to the other show we had, Diddy Party. Why they invited me to a Diddy Party? I need to know why they want me at the motherfucking Diddy Party. See, the red flags already gonna go off right there.
If you go when he announced the children to leave. So yeah. I'm going to leave out
so
with the
I'm
children.
I'm leaving out with the kids because I know this shit going down.
I'm a kid myself.
Because everybody left around 10 o'clock. Nobody knows anything that happened at the 10
and
o'clock.
I'm leaving, yep. And I'm leaving out the, and my car leaving out the gate 10:01.
Look, that's right. I'm leaving with the children.
It's just mighty funny. Everybody that says, well, you know, we had, you know, I left at 10 o'clock. What goes on after 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm gone. With the children. And I might leave about an hour later. Here we go. I made it. Gosh. Let me take a picture by the swan. Okay, I'm out. Bye.
Because it started off as a day party.
Right.
And then at 10 o'clock, I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
They get sprinkled with water.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm taking a picture by the swan. I'm going to say, Diddy, if you want to have a day party around the pool, I'll come to that.
Oh, but it's always a day party.
It is,
turns,
and it's always around the pool.
Oh, but then it turned into the night party.
Because they get sprinkled with the water and they turn into gremlins.
Did you see the clip where he announced that the children have to leave? He said, when you get older, you'll find out what happens. Well, I'm going to leave when he make that announcement right
there. Yes.
Cause it and too, walk out
it
the door.
It gets too grownish for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. They're going to have a documentary. They're going to do a
I'm not even gonna say
Hulu,
it.
Netflix, mind. start. Somebody gonna do a documentary after this.
I mean, they did a Surviving R. Kelly. Why they ain't gonna do a Surviving Diddy?
Wait a minute. They say our boy is in the works. And he the producer.
50 Cent.
My cancering brother.
I'm so sick of him.
Okay, Messy ass.
Y'all keep sleeping on them
castles. Y'all know something? Since this thing, I haven't heard anything from 50.
No, he mentioned, he just said
he was on a rampage at one point in time.
But what he said, that's where I got the explanation from about the liquor and how everything went down and how much money he got. And he said he feels, too, that as soon as Puff tried to sue them, that's when Pandora's box opened for Puff. Mm-hmm. And he did say that, and I thought that was nice of him, because that was some of the nicer things.
I remember something.
He just left it alone.
And I hate to go back to the other show, but I remember him saying on one of the points that Diddy will he lures guys into hey, let's hang out. I want to take you shopping. And he just kind of side-eyed him nigga, I don't need another nigga to take me shopping. But if you think about it, that's what you do to a woman. I want to get to know you. I want to take you shopping. Any man who was ever interested in me was I want to take you shopping. I want to buy you some shoes. Take you out to eat. That ain't how you approach another man. You supposed to be hey, dude, I want to go shoot some ball with you. Let's go play pool. I want to take you shopping. Sir, you don't even come at me
You know who else they showed a clip of saying something similar to that? Who? Pimp C. Now, why would you even? Look, y'all, rest in peace to Pimp C.
Because wasn't they trying to get Pimp C UGK to go to Bad Boy South?
Yeah, that's what Jay-Z was on Pimpin'.
But you know, that's why Pimp C was not on the boat with Jay-Z and them, because he didn't even care for him. He didn't even care for Dame Dash and them. That's why he wasn't on there. Look at the video.
Yeah, because that's how it was originally supposed to have been.
All of them were supposed to be in the islands on
and
that boat.
And them motherfuckers said, hell no, we ain't fucking with no gay motherfuckers over there.
And then Pimp C was the one nah. So that's why he's in the video by himself.
Oh, Lord.
Think about it.
They knew. Dun, 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 dun. They knew. Them real niggas.
Rest in peace. Dun, 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 dun. The Pimp C.
But yeah, back to social media.
See how all this connects the dots.
It's all social media. It's all
smoke. So now I need to talk. I need every entertainer that may have went once or twice to a Diddy party that never went again. I need them motherfuckers to come out and tell
everybody
me.
Silent. Why you stop now, Marlon Wayans. Marlon Wayans spoke on it, but he said he never saw it. Yeah, he said he never saw all this stuff.
Jaguar, right? Come on.
No. What's his dude name? Bitch. Too Short said he left at 10 o'clock, too.
No, he did.
Yes!
Did he really?
Everybody says they left at 10 o'clock.
When they lying.
Yeah, they lying.
I don't know. I think they knew. Maybe they knew.
I want to hear from the ones that says, I've been to a Diddy party, and they ain't for me.
I think some of them
but all of them are very, very quiet right now.
Everybody is quiet.
Hold on. Going back to the social media personalities, I need people to come onto TikTok and Instagram and speak on the Yada Awakenings and the LaTruths and the different people out here hustling. You know, you got the look at Judy and Brad. I love you, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. They done had the baby, and now.
So that is true? They are divorcing?
What happened?
Because she needs some ping.
Ping. I mean, come
so
on.
So they are divorcing.
That's what they. Yeah, but now Judy cheated.
Everything is unfolding, and.
Was it a scam?
Yeah, was it all
that's what I heard too, that she really wasn't bisexual.
This is why I'm
or
saying
pansexual.
Understand that these people are selling you a lifestyle in order to bait you in to buy their products, to watch their channels, because look at how you monetize on Instagram and TikTok I mean, it all comes with the viewers. Mm-hmm. They need your presence in order to make the money. Come on.
Shout out to the ones that are real, that I'm going to say the Kim Fields.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the girls and the guys that do not, they tried it and they said, this is not for me. This is not it. Because I applaud Kim. Kim could have stayed in it and she could have changed the narrative of the Housewives if they would have allowed her to stay in the character that she was in.
She said she felt like she would lose everything. She just had too much of a career, you know. It was
For those who have nothing to lose, and I'm not saying the rest of the ladies and the men that don't have anything to lose, but they ain't really had much going on for themselves until social media got them popping.
Right.
Okay.
But look at all these TikTok stars and different people who are now killing themselves. Because you literally have to post content three, four times a day. It is. And they're burnt out.
It was a young lady that was, she said she was a mega influencer, social media influencer. She said she just stopped. And she says she has not been on like any social media for like the past year or so. Mm-hmm. And she said her life is just so much better. She said, because like you were saying, it was like you had to post content all the time. And she said she just really was not happy.
I remember, and I watch a lot of YouTube reviews. Mm-hmm. And a girl, she came out and exposed some of the, the brands that they had to do influence marketing mm-hmm. for. And she was like, I'm tired of lying. They want you to sit up here and they give you key points that mm-hmm. they want you to hit on. And for example, it was a hair review line and mm-hmm. just something as simple as that. Mm-hmm. She was like, it was garbage. It didn't work, but I had to lie mm-hmm. and say, because she had a following and she's reviewing a product.
And
she
they're paying her. You're the ambassador.
And so she said, mm-hmm. She said, I had to, like, she wouldn't call out the brand name, but mm-hmm. she's like, I don't do paid sponsorships anymore, because she said, I want to give a true review of what I'm doing. And she said, I've been lying to folks. And she said, I won't go back and tell you what videos or what brands. And she said, you know, I could not continue on with myself lying to people just because this brand is paying me to say this is how the product works. This is what it does. And she said sometimes she would have to cut her camera, mm-hmm. Rewash her hair out to show the no flakes, to show the, you know, and just to show the final product. Or she would say results tomorrow, because she already knew the results today was garbage. So she had to redo her hair with something else to show the results for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how simple social media can make these influencers not fall in love with their craft anymore.
I told y'all before, mm-hmm. you're going to sell your soul for something in life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Better make it worth it.
It ain't, yeah.
But it's and not. Now they I don't think build, it's worth it.
They
in the
built
end.
Their lifestyle. Some of them quit their jobs. Some of mm-hmm. them have now just.
And now that's what you got
to
do.
And mm-hmm. they, how do you go back into a 9-to-5 after you've been making $5,000 a week?
I don't know.
Because there ain't no job going to pay you that.
Well, yeah, but anyway.
And then you don't want to blackball yourself in that industry, because now nobody will want to work with you.
Right.
But in the end, like we said, like, social media is like for entertainment purposes only.
Y'all keep it up.
Y'all, just like music, don't be following up what these people saying. Enjoy it while you looking at it. Take bits and pieces of, you think that kind of applies to you, but mm-hmm. y'all don't do it.
And leave the rest.
I've just read too many people, like you said, they're social influencers. They'll be going all around the world, and then all they got is like 12 cent in their pocket, so they got to find the next thing to do in order to survive. Don't do that,
and
guys.
And then the glass shatters and all the truth come out and you one looking dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe they did this to me.
I can't believe they saw me alive.
Tell them where they can find us, Vaughn.
They can find us on all social platforms. I'm tired of these people lying to us. Got me living in false hope. You can find us on all podcast platforms. You can find us on Instagram at theverynecessarypodcast.com. You can never miss an episode on our website, which is theverynecessarypodcast.com. And I think that's it. Y'all want to send us a letter? Y'all want to interact with us? Do we need an 800 number so they can call in? Let's let's think about that.
Very necessary.
Let's think about that next, you know, as we go into, y'all, we're in the fourth quarter of the year.
October 1.
We're in the fourth quarter. This year's about gone.
Fourth quarter.
We need to think about having a call in.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all call in. Yeah, and then
just call us on Facebook then. Cause you ain't getting
our phone. Maybe
no,
we should go live or something.
1-800
Very necessary.
Yep. Hashtag Very. Oh yeah, Susie, go ahead.
On a more serious note, when this airs, Mental Health Day is October the 10th. So just want to remind you that no one knows the boundaries. It affects people of all ages, backgrounds, and walks of life. So it's a day to reflect on the challenges faced by those living with mental health conditions and to foster understanding and empathy. At any time, if you feel that you or your loved one needs to be assessed, please call 988. That is a universal number that can steer you to your insurance provider so they can find someone that you can talk to. Or like I said before, you can reach out to any of us and we can steer you in the right direction, everyone.
Amen.
Amen.